The Silver Ferns are going to meet the English Roses in the final test of the Tiny Jameson series in Hamilton tonight. It's the only international netball anywhere right now since COVID-19 disrupted the sport. The Ferns beat England by 13 goals in the first test on Wednesday, then by 7 in a closer game on Friday night to seal the series. But coach Dame Nolan Todo hasn't exactly been full of praise for her side. RNZ sports reporter Bridget Tunnicliffe has been in Hamilton for the series. Good morning, Bridget.
Good morning.
Dame Nolan thought they were subpar on Wednesday. What did she think after Friday's game?
Yeah, it was interesting. Even though the winning margin was smaller, only beating the Roses by 7 goals, she was a little bit happier. The Wednesday post-match press conference was quite interesting. You would have thought that the Silver Ferns had lost the game, just the way Nolan reacted, and she thought they were a bit timid. And in contrast, the England Roses team, they were actually pretty happy. And I think a lot of us were expecting a bigger scoreline, given that the England netballers haven't had a lot of netball. But now after the Friday game, Nolan was happier because she actually thought the England team were better on Friday as well, and she described it as a traditional tough test match. I think both sides were probably a little bit tentative on Wednesday, and she said she enjoyed it. It felt tough, and it's what the Silver Ferns needed.
Yeah.
And the first half, the England actually led at halftime break by a couple of goals, but the Silver Ferns sort of dug themselves out of a hole, and she was reasonably happy with that.
What's she trying to get out of this series, Dame Nolan? What is she looking for, trying to build more of?
While she wants to win it, she's already won this series and she wants to wrap it up tonight, she very much sees it as building towards the 2022 Commonwealth Games. She's more focused on performance rather than scoreline, and she's also betting in some new combinations. There's a debutante there, Monica Faulkner, and a couple of players who have been reselected after injury or a couple of years outside of the team, like Kelly Jury, Claire Kirsten, Sam Winders and Sully Fitzpatrick. And yesterday, defensive stalwart Katrina Rore announced to her that she's pregnant. So they are going to be without her for at least a while. So it's a chance for others to really stamp their influence on the side. Jane Watson, she's now the most the veteran now in the defensive end. And Emilia Ignacio, she's done a great job since taking over as captain from Laura Langman as well.
Okay, and good shooting accuracy, yes, from the English Roses as well, but from our side too.
Yeah, definitely. Maya Wilson, man, she's just turned into a lean, mean shooting machine. She actually missed out on World Cup selection last year. She was pretty gutted about that. But the way she reacted to that was to really become ultra fit. And that fitness is translated into a mental game as well. Like, she just, nothing seems to faze her anymore. And Emilia Ignacio, high volume and high accuracy. And Ignacio, she can shoot from distance as well, like Maria Folau. So we're very lucky in that shooting end.
So what's on the cards for the Silver Ferns after this series? Is there any more international netball on the horizon, Bridget?
Nothing that's been announced. Netball New Zealand is trying really hard to get something against the Australian Diamonds. The Constellation Cup is normally played in October. That had to be postponed logistically and timing-wise. It was too difficult. So it's been a long time since we've gone a full year without a game against our closest rivals. The aim now is to have that early next year, whether that's in New Zealand or Australia, I'm not sure. But I know Nolan is really itching to play against the Australians again, to get that Constellation Cup back that we don't have in the cabinet, so hopefully next year.
You know, the way you're telling it, things are actually looking pretty good for the world champions, aren't they? I mean, teams always have room for improvement and the need to build, but we're looking all right.
Yeah, I think so. I think Nolan and the coaching team are building really great depth. Before this series, they had a series with the New Zealand A's, the New Zealand Under-21s and the New Zealand men's team. So they've done as well as they could really in a year where COVID has curtailed a lot of stuff. And while the scorelines and performances of the Silver Ferns we expected. I've got to take into account new combinations, new players, and Nolene is testing them and seeing what unfolds when she brings certain players on. It's what she did leading up to the Netball World Cup, and it's what she's doing now. She's got an incredible netball brain. It's like a computer, so she's finding all the pieces and will get the team humming when it counts for those pinnacle events.
Yeah, indeed, and nothing on the line tonight. Well, that's not true for the teams, is it? There'll be a lot on the line once they start playing. But what are you expecting for the final test?
Yeah, it's hard to say, actually. The 13-goal win and first seven on Friday, I think the Silver Ferns can definitely be better. They show that when they beat the New Zealand men about a week ago. But England have done a good job upsetting their rhythm. The other factor is we don't know yet if Serena Guthrie will play tonight. She's a key player for the Roses, but rolled her ankle in Test 2. Same night she clocked up her 100th Test cap, so we're yet to hear whether she's playing. I think the Silver Ferns to win again, but not by much. I think it'll be another traditional tough Test match.
Excellent, Bridget. And you're lucky getting to see all the games, may I say.
I am. Yep, I am. And I'm trying to remind myself that anything could happen and I don't know yet. And it was good to see a sold-out crowd on Friday night, and I'm pretty sure it's going to be sold out again tonight. And I think a lot of people around the world, you know, like in England, they're getting up early to watch the, if they don't have it on the telly, it's on a streaming service. And I think the streaming numbers have really shot up as well, because it's sort of the only international netball at the moment.
Yeah, fantastic. Very good. Bridget Tunnicliffe, our thanks to her, our sports reporter.